And in the studio, we've got Jasmine from the Environment Centre. Good morning.
Morena, Aaron.
Spin that around a little bit. It's
hang
very
on.
Directional.
Just doing some mic swivel action.
Yeah, yeah. They're surprisingly directional, those ones. So, yeah.
Okay.
They're perfect. Perfect.
Is that better?
It's brilliant. So, how's things at the Environment Centre at the moment?
Really good, of course.
You've been rearranging things in there when I was in there the other day.
Yep, I've been shifting things around. That's because for starters, we've got a new service that we're offering the community inside the centre.
Yeah.
And that is we are now accepting the metal lids and tin, you know, the tin can lids and metal lids, like wine bottle lids and things like that. And then also plastic lids.
Yeah.
Yep. So all of those yogurt containers and, just plastic lids in general. Milk bottle lids.
Okay, but not those plastic tear-off things that you get on some yogurt containers. Like, we've got those acidophilus one that's about that big. I'm holding my hands up. It's got a black lid in and it's got a tear-off thing underneath. Not those, eh?
No. That's a different...
I say that just in case anyone's confused or thinks, now I can... That thing, I can just wash it and give it to you. No.
Totally. We'll be communicating that. We're a little bit... we only set it up this week.
Right.
So we'll be communicating that out on all of our comms about what that looks like, what you can put in there. And Extreme also take those. But this is we acknowledge that sometimes it's easier just to pop in if you're in town.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
At the end of the day, because that's something that people are collecting up at home, and it's a small item, we want to make it as easy as possible for people to be able to recycle those items.
Yeah.
So now, a recycling scheme that Extreme Zero Waste offers is available in the Environment Centre in the Town Hall.
When you're open, is it?
When we're open, So our hours are Tuesday to Friday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so that's really great. And Gemma who was just on with Nina,
yes.
Of course. Was Karen here as well?
Oh,
the interview properly.
No, it was a complicated thing involving the car.
Oh, you were doing it.
I want the car, and Karen, my wife, has dropped it off.
Okay.
And then she's catching the lift back up after work.
That's handy, isn't it?
That was convenient.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. That's what happens when you only have one car. You've got to make weird arrangements like this.
Gemma is going to start opening the centre. She started last Thursday, opening the centre on a Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to talk anything Extreme Zero Waste, you can pop into the Environment Centre. I mean, you can pop in and talk to me anytime as well, but Gemma specifically for Extreme Zero Waste will be opening the centre and the tool library every Thursday from 12 to 3.
Right, and she can answer the tricky questions about recycling.
That's right.
I just did that to her.
Yeah,
and asked her some unexpected questions.
So you can talk to her in person, and she's really, really friendly and approachable.
Mm, yeah.
So, it'd be really nice. And, so we're looking forward to that. So, yeah, I have been moving stuff around in the centre. It kind of needed it anyway because we spent a year in transition, or the last year or two in transition from not being open for a whole year after the pandemic, where we closed it and became only an office. And I think we still had that kind of like office feel a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep. So now we've gone back to being a more of a open hub where you can come in and, you know, learn about our different projects and how you can be involved in environmental stewardship.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Okay. So everybody's welcome.
Cool.
So now you've got several things that you've been working on that are due to happen soon.
Yeah. So first off, unfortunately, Science Night that was due tonight has been cancelled.
Yeah.
Or postponed. The speaker's been postponed, but the event tonight's been cancelled. And I just found that out yesterday because our guest speaker is unwell, but too unwell to leave the house, and also she didn't want to spread any germs, and we really like that.
Yeah.
So, because I know half my friends are sick at the moment, I don't want to be joining that gang.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to postpone Marnie Prickett, who was speaking about fresh water. We're going to postpone that till, I'm hoping for next month, like in a month's time, but it might not be until next year. I'm just waiting to hear from her.
Okay. Mm. All right. So yeah,
sorry about that, folks. If you had a nice dinner planned at the pub, you can still go to the pub for dinner.
Yeah.
But yeah, Science Night won't be happening.
Okay.
So then also coming up is we have, what is it? So it's the 30th today.
Yes.
So it's in like 9 days is the Raglan Horticultural Society Garden Ramble, annual garden ramble.
Saturday the 9th.
Yeah, Saturday 9th.
Yeah.
So that is a really fun day. From it starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, goes until 4 p.m. So for those 6 hours, members of the public can it's kind of like the arts trail, think of it like that. So it's 10 different gardens that you can drive, like go around to, bike around to. You could jump on your bike as a group, take a picnic with you, and you can visit all these gardens. And some of the gardens contain, like, so there's 7 different artists and photographers as well.
Okay.
So you can just do a little tour of these 10 different gardens around Raglan and see their incredible gardens. And we've
Are they all in the sort of urban area?
That's a really good point.
I know. I was looking at the list before.
No, they're not.
Some are at
Greenslade.
The Greenslade Road counts. Mm, just.
So we've got Tahutawai Road, Nahinahi Ave, Uanuku Ave, Hills Road, Puriri Street, Waikowhai Place, Greenslade Road. 3 on Greenslade.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Greenslade go.
Yeah.
Papatapu and Wenera Street.
Te Papatapu Road.
Te Papatapu.
That's a long way. That's a long way out. Yeah. That's on, like, it goes out
it
to Aotea.
It is. It's Mata. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you can't cycle. Well, you could. You might be a really dedicated cyclist.
Yeah.
But you could. Like, you know, there's some of those in town that you could do as well. Otherwise, maybe do a bit of carpooling, get a gang of friends together.
Yeah,
that's a group of friends together.
Ideal way to do it.
Yeah. And so included in the garden ramble is the Wenera Street community garden.
Okay.
Yeah, which is exciting.
Is that the first time it's been on the list?
Officially.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
officially,
it is the first
time. Were turning up, were they?
No, we're officially part of the garden ramble now.
Cool.
Yeah. Jeff, who is the president of the Horticultural Society. By the way, the Horticultural Society was established in 1902.
It's like one of the oldest community groups in town. Yeah. Yeah, that's over 100 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm good at maths.
Well over 100 years, eh?
Yeah.
So Jeff is a very, very active member of the community garden working bee group. Mm. Yeah, so he contributes a lot to the community garden. And as part of the 6 hours that the community garden is part of the garden ramble, we are also, we decided to organise a kumara grown workshop because people have been asking for another one. And it is the time of year where you need to start doing that right now. You're running out of time to plant your kumara. So Liz Stanway is going to be leading that workshop. So it's a really cute little the words that Tanya gave me for the event are really cute. Ready to fall in love with kumara? This 1 hour speed date with this tasty crop will have you hooked.
1 hour, okay.
Yep. 1 hour. So it's just a 1 hour workshop on Saturday, November the 9th, the same day as the garden ramble. And it goes from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So it's going to be a really lovely, short workshop.
Where will that be?
At the community gardens.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you can expect is Liz Stanway is going to be teaching you to some local methods of growing several varieties of kumara, tested through growing her family's supply of kumara for 25 years here. And some practical fun. Get your hands dirty creating traditional kumara mounds and planting out the kumara tipu, which is seedlings.
Mm. Yeah, and Liz, she will know her stuff with all the experience she's got.
Yeah.
Very precise about exactly what works.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so that's going to be a fun day. If you want to learn about the garden ramble, the Raglan Horticultural Society, it's all on their Facebook page. So you just type in the search engine into Facebook, Raglan Horticultural Society, and you'll find it there. And then I'm just going to also, on our Facebook event and our website, I'm going to be including all of the locations in our Kumara Grown workshop description as well.
So is the workshop, is it a free one or is it a paid one? Or?
It's free.
It's free. Okay.
Yep. So if you're, most of our events.
So people on people on the Garden Ramble may turn up and find themselves in a workshop.
Oh, they could. I mean, the community garden's big enough. There'll probably no doubt be people just roaming as part of the Garden Ramble while you're actively involved in a workshop. But also, it doesn't mean they have to participate. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But I also think if people can plan their day.
What a lovely surprise, though, for those people that don't know about the Kumara Grown Workshop who are just doing the Garden Ramble and they happen to ramble upon the workshop at the community garden. Yeah. That would be a really
I'm sure there'd be a handful of people who do get that experience. They'd be like, oh, I'm glad I turned up when I did.
Perfect timing. Yeah. You can find more info on our Facebook and website, and the website is whaingaroa.org.nz. And if you go into Facebook, just type in Environment Centre, like Whaingaroa Environment Centre, and you'll find it. Or wec.raglan is also our what you can type into Facebook and Insta for us.
Okay.
And TikTok.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. So the Time Bank Raglan have also got an event coming up. And that is going to be on Saturday, November 16th at 2 to 4 p.m. And that is that's in the Stewart Street Hall. So it's called Taste of Time Bank, a Time Bank Market. And that is a celebratory end of year afternoon tea. Everyone's welcome. You don't have to be a Time Bank member, by the way. This is an opportunity to find more out about Time Bank and engage with a different currency.
Mm-hmm.
So,
currency of time.
Currency of time. That's right. So you can learn. If you're not a Time Bank member, it's helpful to them if you make a donation to receive – oh, you can make a donation to receive 5 Time Bank credits to spend at the market. Oh, that's new. That's something new that the Time Bank members are doing.
When you say the market, you mean the growers market?
The Time Bank market.
The Time Bank
this
market.
This is a Time Bank market that's happening on the 16th.
Right, you'll be getting some free currency.
You don't get free currency. You get credits in return to spend at the market. I don't know what's happening. Oh, Time Bank credits for delicious homemade goodies, baking, textile repairs, get some yoga advice on the spot, or book some coaching for another day. There will be something for everyone.
Okay, who's organising that?
The Time Bank members.
Right, themselves. Yep. Something they've
and
just decided
Tanya,
to do.
Yeah.
And Tanya, okay.
So it's just basically, it's a really good opportunity to see, because it's a market, I guess they've got all these different things available that you can get with Time Bank credits, or you might be able to book a session with somebody who offers a skill.
So that's later on in November sometime.
Yep, November 16th.
Okay,
at 2 p.m.
I'll probably hear from Tanya actually.
Yeah, you will.
To have a chat about that.
She'll be able to explain it a lot better than I am.
Yeah, she's the in the middle of it all.
I mean, if you want to learn about Time Bank at any time, you can actually go to our website, and under what we do, you'll find Time Bank, and that will actually give you heaps of information. And there's even a video explaining it a bit better. And then you can also, you can actually join. There's a button that I've added, and you can click that says join. I'll sign up, and it takes you over to the Time Bank Raglan page to join up.
Okay. Mm. Repair Cafe is that coming up? When's the next Repair Cafe?
Yeah, the Repair Cafe is always the second Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yes.
So every month, second Saturday of the month, which makes it the
do you want to guess the date?
Second Saturday of the month. Well, November.
I can't do that off the top 9th? Of my head. Oh yeah, it is. Yes.
Gosh, that's. Oh my goodness, it's all happening on the 9th.
Everything's happening on the 9th, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except our 30th anniversary gig, which is happening on the 8th.
Ah, okay.
Not that that's... we're talking about environmental stuff.
We're talking
stuff.
About me right now,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, Jasmine. It's not about me.
How rude.
I was just thinking, I'm glad it's not on the Saturday because there's so much happening.
Yeah, so the second Saturday of the month, it starts at 10 a.m. Just be aware that we stop taking items, accepting items at 11:30. The reason for that is because otherwise our volunteers who dedicate, like, gift their time and their skills, they will be working past 12 and we all want to go home by that point.
Yeah. So how's it, like, we've been doing it now for most of the year, so for pretty much for a year now. How's it going? Is it still
been doing
popular?
It for over a year now?
Yeah.
Yep. It's been doing incredibly well. Yeah. Really, really well. There's a relatively good turnout every month. You can't predict what it's going to be like because there's different things that affect number turnout. Sometimes it's school holidays, sometimes it's the weather. Who knows? And like last month, for example, the first hour was dead and we were all standing around going, oh, well, what's going on? What's this about? And someone mentioned, oh, maybe it's because daylight saving started and everyone's taking longer to get anywhere. And then funnily enough, it was in the second hour, we started getting flooded with people. So maybe it was daylight saving.
People were confused about... Yeah.
Well, I think it's just everyone might be working on still on that clock.
Yeah, you know? I'm trying to work out which way it would go, but that just hurts. I'm not going to do that.
I'm probably wrong.
Everyone's,
but it sounds good, right?
Everyone gets confused.
Yeah,
or just
I just want to. Everyone wants to make sense of why things happen.
Your routine gets disrupted because the sun's in a different place when you get up, and like everything's dislocated for a bit. So yeah, I could see people just being late to everything. Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And and how is the growers market going?
Growers market. Wow.
It's been back for a month now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's started on the 4th of October. So yeah, we've had four of them already, which I was really surprised about when I thought about that. And we can't believe how many people are coming.
Yeah. Oh, that's
amazing.
It's really cemented. And yeah. I know at the start numbers were, there were times when it was low going around COVID, messed things up, but then lockdown would be released and people
started,
would pile in.
We started it during level two.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Or was it three, maybe?
I don't think you would, I wouldn't be allowed.
In 2001.
Was three a really high one? We wouldn't have been allowed to do it in level
three.
It was
level two, yeah. So, but it's not really surprising. It's to be expected that it's going to take a few years to really
kick off. But that's what I'm seeing now, I think, is that it's really like it's a regular thing.
Yeah.
People know it's going to be there.
I think we've had like 350 people. Like a few Fridays or nearly 400 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And the stall holders are like, you know, because especially like this right now at the start of the grow, it's always at the start of the growers market and at the end of the season, at the start of the season, end of season, there's not as much fresh produce, right? Because we're just going into the season. So when you get all of those, those seasonal vegetables. And so it's really exciting at this time of year. Because I've been doing the photos for this is my fourth year now. And so I've really you see that throughout the months, there's such a change in what's on offer. It's incredible. And if there's any way for you to learn and become accustomed to eating seasonally, the growers market is the way to do it because you really learn about what's growing in season, and it's exciting because you're like, oh, now these are coming up for sale, and yeah, it's really cool. I love it. But yeah, so busy. And we had the performances last Friday. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't, but I did see, I ran into Jamie, who was one of the people who's not normally a performer, but he was on guitar, I think.
Yeah.
So I knew something was, there were people everywhere. It was
so busy.
But yeah, you had some people basically busking at the
part of the blues and country festival.
Yeah,
so,
Country and blues.
Country and blues, sorry.
Yeah.
And it was just so wonderful. Yeah. More busking. Yeah. I love busking.
Well,
I
guess you'd be open if someone opened to that. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. No, we love buskers at the growers market.
Yeah.
Please get in touch. You can actually, if you want to have a stall, or you want to busk or anything like that, you can actually contact Tanya on the email for the Growers Market is growersmarket@whaingaroa.org.nz, or just go to our website and you can go to the Growers Market page on our website, and that gives you all the information and the links to the registration form. All of our stalls have to register first as well.
And do you still have that booth for, or table, or for people who've just got
the community stall?
Yeah,
that's still there.
So that, explain who that's for.
That is for if you have got excess produce in your garden, but it doesn't. So stalls are only $20, by the way. It's only $20 to have a stall. It's not much at all. That basically the money that is made from the stalls is what keeps the Growers Market running. So that pays for the overheads, and the overheads are things like, you know, use of the site from the Congregational Church, which is really generous of them, so we can go inside into the hall, and there's just, you know, like
if it rains.
And then the community stall is, it's just like a donation from your takings, but it's for people who've just got a really small amount of backyard produce that is in excess to them, and they want to, you know, be involved with the market as well. And because it's a really lovely stall, the community stall, you've got a great bunch of people sharing that space together, and then we also have another person who has something over at Hakia, who has a stall, and she's doing like an information stall now as well.
Oh yeah,
which is really cool. And yeah, it's really cool each season seeing that, like, we've got our stall holders that just have been there right from the start, you know, from the very start. Like, for example, Shy and at Ruapoki Gardens, and Raglan Avocados, and they're stallholders like that are back every week without fail. And then we've got some new stallholders every season. We have new stallholders. It's really cool.
Okay,
I love
awesome.
It. I love it.
Is that so? Folks, we'll be talking to Jasmine from the Environment Centre. Is that everything? Have we covered everything?
Yes,
I've got everything on my list.
Yes, that's everything. Oh, it's 10 o'clock, Aaron. Look at that.
It is.
Yeah. I do have a song. Can I play a song?
Play the ads and then we'll play the song.
You play the ads, yep.
Yeah. And then.
Thank you.
I don't need to do it. I can do it in any order I like. I don't know why I'm worried about that. What's the song?
Oh, okay.
Tell me the song and I'll quickly do a search for it.
Yeah.
And we'll play it.
So I wanted to play a bit of a classic, go a little bit back to the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Should
we do it after the ad break?
After the ad break.
Yeah. All right,
sorry, everyone.
No, that's all good. Thanks for coming in, Jasmine.
Okay, see ya.
All right, folks, end of the show, as you might have guessed by now, and I'll see you again tomorrow morning.